This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the morning roast. Spadoni, Chasky, halfway home here on a Tuesday, and it's morning roasting outside San Francisco. We are downtown right now. The sun is shining. It is warm. It is beautiful. It's not quite Miami weather, but it feels like that without the humidity, which is the best part.
Because, and the chickens everywhere.
Exactly, and the roosters and all of that. Now, the beaches are nice. The bikinis are as well. But we are going to be locked in tonight between the Warriors and Heat. We have all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. You're home for Golden State Warriors basketball. 3:30 Warriors Live, 4:30 tip with Tim Roy, voice of the Warriors. Jimmy Butler's first game back in Miami. It's the first time seeing Andrew Wiggins in a different uniform for the Golden State Warriors since being traded. So there's a lot baked into it. They just snapped their 10-game losing streak. Andrew Wiggins put up 40-plus in the win. So we're getting a revitalized Andrew Wiggins. We're definitely getting a motivated Jimmy Butler. I want to get a motivated fan base to call in right now at 888-957-9570. Remember, that's the number to call or text, 888-957-9570. Also, hit us up on YouTube where we are streaming, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Again, I'd be going to Laughing Monk if I was you. Watching this.
I got no thoughts.
Warriors.
Man, I don't got nothing to say to nobody. I don't have no hard feelings. I'm in a better place now for me. And continued success to those guys over there.
That was Jimmy Butler doing it. You know what? He says, Jimmy, whatever. I don't care what you're saying, Spadoni. I don't care about what they're doing over in Miami. That was Jimmy Butler. Actually, I'll play some more of that sound again because this was Jimmy Butler was on yesterday. It's okay. Big Boss Man has multiple hats on. Sam Lumman's out sick today. So it's okay. It's all right. But Jimmy Butler, that whole aspect and angle is fascinating for a variety of reasons, Joe Chasky. But most importantly, that aside, this is a massive game. Just in the standings and where this team is at mentally, starting a road trip with an L like they did in Atlanta, and the Hawks are in some world beaters, and this Miami Heat team stinks. They're 30-41. You cannot lose this game to Miami. And Stephen Curry is questionable. Hopefully he plays tonight. I think we'd get a motivated Stephen Curry and motivated Golden State Warriors team just because of the Jimmy Butler aspect and all this. But this is a huge swing game potentially for the momentum of this season.
Well, I also think it's an opportunity to kind of galvanize the crew, like around.
That's why I call it a swing game.
Yeah, around the, a common, you know, denominator, which is like, let's pull for one for Jimmy. You know, and I do think it matters. I do. I'm not here to say that, like, professional sports, everyone's got to be best friends. That's unrealistic.
I hate that, actually. I hate that we all have to be best friends now. I don't want to be best friends with everyone like that. Like, part of what makes great rivalries is the hatred between a Michael Jordan and the Bad Boys Pistons.
I'm talking about within the team, locker room, my own team.
Oh.
I'm saying, like,
well, yes.
It makes it a lot easier when we get along, is all I'm getting at.
Yes.
It makes it a lot easier.
That is true. We should all, yes. Yeah. Like, you don't have to be best friends, but you just have to be cordial at the time. But it helps if you guys are all hanging out. And hey, look, yes.
I want to know that you have enough emotional investment into what I'm emotionally invested into on the floor. And if this is a big game to me, it does. It means a lot that, like, you care as much as I do.
Well, I would hope that for that you care about, again, like, going back to a little more local level, like this job, like, you want the same mindset on both hosts, on the producers and everyone. We want to have the same mindset, because if one of us doesn't care, then it's going to show.
Exactly. Yeah. And even if you're super talented,
yes,
like you still want to have that emotional connection.
Yes.
So, like, I think this is a big one. There's no doubt about it to me that Jimmy wants this one bad, but the team needs it. So it's a twofer. You can galvanize the squad and you can win a big time game. And I think it's so important, obviously, in the standings that Steph Curry hopped on a flight. And I also think it does matter, because Steph seems like this kind of guy. Like, if it matters to Jimmy, it'll matter to Steph and Draymond. And clearly Draymond and Jimmy are buddies. I mean, there was a video circulating yesterday of them playing dominoes. Yep. I don't know where they were in Miami.
They're in Miami somewhere. Yep.
And there's, like, Cuban music in the background.
You ever play dominoes, by the way?
What?
You ever play dominoes?
Is that it?
I'm asking the question.
I love dominoes.
Okay, all right. Not the pizza I'm talking about. I'm talking about the game.
I consider myself probably one of the better domino players at this station.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I don't play, so yeah, I'm just asking.
You don't play dominoes?
I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
You didn't play growing up?
I play. We already talked about what I played growing up. It was World of Warcraft.
Did you play cards?
I played World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but everybody plays
there's multiple cards. No, you only played World. If you played like a true WoW player like I did, you only played one game. All right, I was part of a guild. All right, hanging with my gnomies. All right, just don't come on. Like, there's levels to this, Joe Shasky. You just don't even know.
Well,
you don't even know.
And then the whole Andrew Wiggins element. The reason I brought up Andrew Bogut is because Andrew Bogut was so important to what the Warriors want to do. Wasn't a homegrown Warrior.
No, they traded for him with the Milwaukee Bucks, part of the Monte Ellis trade.
But what did he represent? Well, their first big man who was competent in like forever.
Size.
Defense.
Yes.
Toughness. Great passer. Connected so many lineups.
Elite passer. He was, for a big man, great hands.
Great teammate, because he didn't finish a lot of games in the 2014-2015 season. They went with the quote-unquote death lineup a lot. I mean, if you look at the...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
16 season, the year they won 73, he only played like 21 minutes a game. And then by the end, it was like, we're upgrading. Like, we're getting Kevin Durant. And unfortunately, Andrew, you know, you got hurt here, and... like, we appreciate everything. We love you. I have no negative feelings whatsoever. Like, I'm very appreciative of what you brought to the table. But we got to go in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And they traded Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut to swap money and bring in Kevin Durant. And they made the right decision.
Yeah, it's Kevin bleeping Durant.
But also, Andrew Bogut's body was given up on him.
Well, he was also a big man who, again, dealt with injuries prior to being a Warrior. Like, the lasting image of him in Milwaukee is him wearing a suit on the sidelines because he was never healthy.
That's exactly it. And they bought a risky player. He had microfracture surgery when they brought him in.
Again, that's why I'm so
Andrew
stressed.
Wiggins, when they brought him in, was a very risky player.
When I heard microfracture or stress fracture and feet involved, yeah, that scares the hell out of me with any big man. And also, quite frankly, pulling it back to the NFL draft, Abdul Carter, but that's a conversation for another day. So yes, that there's a lot baked into it. And the way we view Andrew Bogut now, I do think like, wow, that's a beloved Warrior.
Oh, no doubt.
Everyone says that.
No doubt.
But at the time, he went to the Cleveland Cavaliers after that. And then remember, he got
Dallas
hurt.
Dallas and Cleveland, excuse me.
But yeah, the Cleveland one in particular, I thought that was a huge loss for him when he did get hurt there. Because I thought that could have been a huge difference maker had they gone up against, they did go up against the Warriors, obviously, him not being there.
Well, and he's part of the reason why Mark Jackson's not here.
Well.
No, I'm being real.
That's a huge reason.
Like, Andrew Bogut, if you just bring the name up, like, I think the now Warrior fans who are a little younger don't realize how impactful he was, right? And I think older Warrior fans really appreciate what Andrew Bogut brought to the table. Now, I think in the individual runs to the championship, you could make the argument Wiggins was more impactful on the floor. But I would argue that Andrew Bogut and what he represented was more impactful than Andrew Wiggins. But similarly, I don't have a negative bone in my body for either player. And I will forever be appreciative and thankful and grateful for everything that they bring in. But this Wiggs one, you know, Wiggs, I still feel like has more left in the tank than what Andrew Bogut had. And I was a little less, I was reluctant to trade Wiggins unless you were getting something of significance. I was way more in on moving Andrew Bogut for the right player because I didn't think that Bogut had prime years left.
Are you at all shocked the difference between like the levels of player that going from an Andrew Wiggins to a Jimmy Butler like was like, were you like legitimately surprised? Like the impact that he has had and like the, it feels like a Grand Canyon gap between the talent level and what he has brought again, where this isn't crushing Andrew Wiggins. This is actually just to gas up how great Jimmy Butler has been as a Golden State Warrior. But like, I think even I underrated just how large the gap was between Andrew Wiggins and one Jimmy Butler. Like, I knew Jimmy Butler was the best player on two championship runs, or title runs, I should say, getting to a title. I know a championship, but getting to an NBA Finals. That was the word I'm looking for. But just, I knew he was a Hall of Fame player and defender, and playoff Jimmy was a thing. I didn't think the gap would be this huge, though, well, between those.
You never know what you're going to get in these deals.
Right.
So, like, let's go Bradley Beal. I don't think Bradley Beal has ever been on Jimmy Butler's level. But the way we talk about him nationally, like, you would think that he's close.
Right.
And now that we've seen him in Phoenix, like a lot, like I feel vindicated. Like I never thought he was that good.
No.
You know, but we do this with some of these superstars in the NBA.
The name is bigger than the play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas Jimmy Butler, I feel like the name was so dragged through the mud. Yeah, I did depreciate how good I thought he was.
Right.
Like I honestly, when you just say Miami Heat don't want you, they're suspending you left and right. I'm like, well, you must be an awful person. Right. You must be a terrible player. Because
right.
Everybody else they punted on wasn't any good. Hassan Whiteside, not good.
You know, Deion Waiters,
like clearly has some issues.
Right.
You know, what was the lefty? Michael Beasley. You know, like any guy they move off, I'm always like, yeah, there's a reason why they moved off.
I still think Michael Beasley could be solid. Like he's one of those players, like, you know what? He just give him the right situation. No, it just never comes to fruition. But he has the talent, but that's a little for a lot of
players.
You
get what I'm saying? Like I view the Pat Riley Spoelstra Miami Heat situation that highly that I'm like, well, what do they know that I'm not knowing?
It's a good question.
And I was wrong.
And by the way, if you did read the article from Anthony Slater of The Athletic, who did a piece on Jimmy Butler, there's some hard feelings there. And him basically calling the Heat culture, like all of that, like I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically called it overrated. He basically said, yeah, Heat culture, it's basically just having a lot of good players, though. Like that's what Heat culture is.
Yeah, but couldn't you also question Warrior culture the last 5 years?
Well, what is Warriors culture?
Steph.
Steve Kerr said the same thing.
I think Steph Curry represents the culture of the team, and I think it's based on a great combination of joy and competitive desire. Those things, you know, people don't think those things go hand in hand. I think they go directly hand in hand. We've got competitors who love to play the game. Those are the kind of guys we target. I think you see the joy that Steph brings to the game. You see the fun that the guys are having, you know, when we're playing. But there's an underlying fierce competitiveness that has helped us win at the highest level multiple times.
Is this just another game for the Golden State Warriors taking on the Miami Heat tonight, or is it something bigger? 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Leroy in Oakland, one of our usuals. We love Leroy in Oakland. What's up, man? You're on the Morning Girl, Spadoni and Chaska. How we doing, Leroy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Always a pleasure to be on. You know, I think this game is bigger for Jimmy.
than the Warriors. I think it would be big for the Warriors as a team if the Warriors were at home. But being that they're in Miami, I think it's bigger for Jimmy just because, you know, I know Russia had did a study on athletes who play well against their former team, and it's something to it, the emotion, right? How you're angry, how you want to go back and show people. And, you know, they're actually saying it's something to that. When guys go back home, they play harder. They play with this fierceness. They play with this anger. And if I were the Warriors, I'd pump it to Jimmy all night long. And I think Curry and Draymond, you know, they're aware of this kind of stuff. When a guy goes home, and they probably talked about it. Hey, we getting Jimmy the ball all night long. So I think it's bigger for Jimmy. And that's about it, guys. I just think it's bigger for Jimmy. And I think he's going to show out tonight. And I think he's going to have a big game.
That's Leroy in Oakland. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570. So Leroy is saying it's big for Jimmy, not so much the Golden State Warriors. And I think this is a good galvanizing opportunity for the team to rally around Jimmy Butler. Again, Steph Curry practicing yesterday, questionable for tonight's game in Miami, 4:30 tip-off right here on 95.7 The Game. I think it'd be huge for Steph to be there. Steph putting on a huge performance in Miami would be massive. Like Andrew Wiggins, like maybe he has a big game. Like there's so much baked into it, but just for the standings, again, if you're just joining us, the Warriors are currently the sixth spot. They've been in the sixth spot for a while. Lakers are losing a bunch. Grizzlies are losing a bunch. All of a sudden, that fifth seed and maybe that fourth seed are now in the conversation. Getting that fourth seed, getting potentially home court in the first round is huge. Having said that, you're only a game ahead of the Clippers for the seventh spot, and they're the seventh spot right now. So
and,
it's like there's.
And the T-Wolves are right behind them.
The T-Wolves are right behind them. So there is no room for error right now. That's why losing that game, like had they won that game in Atlanta, it's like, okay, maybe you lose this game tonight. It's not, but no, you lost that game to start the road trip. Going 0-2 to start this road trip, be devastating.
Well, and the reality is that even if Jimmy, let's say the Warriors win tonight, that doesn't mean that they won the trade forever. And it doesn't mean that Miami lost the trade forever. I think when it's all said and done, obviously you're going to have multiple years to look at it. Wiggs could still end up with the upper hand in the sense of, well, if Jimmy doesn't win at all, it's a huge disappointment.
I'm trying to think how the Heat ever win this.
They literally root against the Warriors winning it all.
That's not winning though. Like there's no scenario that you can come up with outside of this team literally going on a miraculous run and winning a title. There is no scenario in which I believe the Miami Heat win this trade with Jimmy Butler.
No, they lost it the day it went down. Like when T.O. didn't file for free agency and he was still on your team, you lost that trade that day. The day you executed it, it was over. It was never going to, no matter what happened, even if T.O. doesn't win anything with the Eagles, you lost that trade that day.
Like, I didn't think the Warriors were ever winning that Jordan Poole trade for Chris Paul when I saw it. I was like, there is just no way this is going to work. Like, 50-year-old Chris Paul coming here.
But I also don't take solace in him succeeding or not succeeding.
No.
I do think some Washington. People are like, ha, see, he's always been this weak.
He's like, really? Horrible team.
Like, I root for Jordan Poole.
Yeah, see, again, that's an interesting one right there.
I do. I root for Jordan Poole.
Just like Steve Kerr, who joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, he still roots for Andrew Wiggins.
I root for that guy, and I will for the rest of his career. That'll be special to see him tomorrow, too. Everybody loves Wiggs, as they should. Just an incredible human being, and we miss him around here. And all of his teammates just feel so much love for Wiggs. So it'll be a hug fest out there for sure.
It's going to be a hug fest, Joe Shasky, in Miami. Can't wait. 888-957-9570. This one's interesting I want to get to because this is from the Draymond Green Show, the podcast with Baron Davis. And I know you're a frequent listener. That is one of a star, like hashtag new media.
Yeah.
As Joe Shasky all over it. This is what Draymond had to say in regards to Jimmy Butler's mindset in Miami.
Jimmy has not said a word about it.
He locked in.
There's two different types of people that deal with situations like this. Mm-hmm. There's the person that doesn't say anything, and you know it means a lot to them, but they just don't say anything. And then there's the person that's like, nah, this... I'm going in there like this. And the reality is we all know Jimmy's mentality. He gonna be on 10. What I'm excited to see is he going to be the guy that lets everybody else know us around him he on 10? Or is he just going to walk in there on 10 and everybody fall in line? Nonetheless, I think the atmosphere is going to be a great atmosphere because Wiggs is going to come and Wiggs is going to want to play great. Kyle Anderson going to get minutes and he going to want to play great. And then obviously Jimmy raises all tides at all times. There's going to be some plays that Jimmy going to make it known in that game. And I'm looking forward to that smoke.
He said Kyle Anderson completely forgot about Slomo.
I thought they tried to trade him away.
They did. And they ended up staying at the tarmac. Everyone says, like, where is he? Is he in the airport just hanging out?
Who's the Burke that was on the Warriors in 2021? Which one of the is it Burks? Burke?
Alec Burks, yeah.
He always tries to bring it to the Warriors, and I'm always like, dude, you were here for 5 seconds. Right? Why do you feel so jaded? You've been on 50 teams.
Kyle Anderson. We all thought that was a really good move. What a depth piece Kyle Anderson was.
Slow-mo just did not fit.
It just did not fit. It was too slow. It did not work. But you're Draymond there. He's going to be on 10. Jimmy's going to be on 10
Draymond being literal best friends with Jimmy Butler was not on my bingo card.
Wasn't?
Well, I had them being, like, you know, close or whatever. Like, they'd be on board, but they literally sound like the two of them are in a bromance.
Well,
it's like stepbrothers. Did we just become best friends?
Like, it makes sense, though. The mentality of both of those
guys.
Did
you get a tech? I got a tech. Did we just become best friends?
Thank you. The suspendables. They haven't got suspended yet. We're still waiting for, like, the Dudley boys, the tag team era, to come out. Oh, that's Austin's music,
well,
right?
We'll see if Tyler Hero tries to pull something tonight.
We'll see. We'll see. Jaime Jaquez and them boys and Eric Spoelstra. That's the interesting part of this. Like,
talk about getting spicy.
Like,
Hawkes.
I wish there was, like, more of it. Again, I wish there was. But, like, it's not like there's, like, one player. Like, Tyler Hero, okay. Like, they're going to be going at it. Maybe they'll get chippy. Like, Bam Adebayo. Like Udonis Haslam's not on that sideline anymore.
Not anymore.
But Eric Spoelstra is. Like, that's the guy I'm looking at. To, like, let's say, like,
what's Spoelstra going
to
do? Like, this is Spoelstra. He's angry at all times. Arms folded.
No. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler to hit a big shot and run past Spoelstra and talk some smack.
And he pulls a Mike Tomlin and he, like, trips him.
Like, it's not going to be.
Didn't Mike Tomlin do that?
No. He got in front. No, Mike Tomlin.
Who was the coach that tripped a guy?
No. Mike Tomlin, like, was pretending that he didn't know he was walking on the sideline. And then he was on the live field to play. He was walking onto the sideline when a Ravens player was trying to run to the end zone. And then he had to slide away, like, cha-cha, real slow, slide to the left. That's what he was doing right there. And he slid out of the way, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were there. Like, what a Mike Tomlin, one
Jimmy's
of the weirdest
gonna
characters.
A, Travis Kelce and, like, shoulder bump him like he's Andy Reid.
Right, and just get into his grill. Hey, they ended up winning the title because of that.
Yeah, that would be nice to have, like, a Knicks Miami Heat Van Gundy moment where you got Steve Kerr grabbing Draymond by the ankles on the floor as Draymond's got Spoelstra and Matt Riley in a chokehold. Oh, and here comes Jimmy.
Pat Riley's going to be the same. How many over
come
under?
Come on, we can laugh a little.
Over under the amount of times they're panning to Pat Riley on the TNT broadcast. Who's going to be on the call, by the way? Because there's layers to this. Is Stan Van Gundy going to be on the call?
Can I put money on this?
Who used to be a coach over in Miami?
Pat Riley will be wearing all white, right?
All white. I hope so. Is it going to be a whiteout game? Are those usually Fridays? I don't know what
they're doing. Every night in Miami is a whiteout night.
Careful, please. Scarface over here. Even if references you. Or if you're a Michigan baseball player. Jimmy Butler at shoot-around yesterday, Joe Shasky. Speaking of Pat Riley, if he'll have thoughts when he sees Pat Riley tomorrow.
I don't got no thoughts. Like I said, man, I don't got nothing to say to nobody. I don't have no hard feelings. I'm in a better place now for me. And continued success to those guys over there.
I have no hard feelings. The biggest cap I've ever heard in my life.
That's like the, hey, you got something to say to me? I got nothing to say to you. It's like, no, you just told me everything I need to know by you saying that.
There was that article that was out after, you know, Pat Riley, I guess, tried to make a final plea with Jimmy Butler during all the trade talks and negotiations.
Okay. He was down on bending knee.
I guess like he was trying to, like, connect to him as, like, a father, Jimmy. Or something. Like, and Pat Riley ended up, like, tearing. I'm paraphrasing here from the article, but, like, there were, like, some tears involved, and Pat, you know, like, trying to be, like, a father figure or something to Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy was, like, not having it and was weirded out by it. It was all very odd, but there was no love lost between Jimmy Butler. I do think Pat feels some type of way about it. Like, I do think, and he mentioned, like, he would change how things went down in the last couple of years had he known it would get to this point. But I don't think Jimmy would have changed anything.
Look, there's a lot of people that view Pat Riley a certain way.
I respect him tremendously as an executive and as a head coach. I think he's one of the great minds in the history of the sport.
No doubt. And look, and what he's done for so many, I mean, there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of young men who have seen him as, whether it's a mentor, father figure, inspiration, whatever, a rock solid person to get advice from. There's no doubt. But you also have to have the emotional intelligence to know who you're talking with. And you can't come off as father figure guy to someone. LeBron did this to Kyrie. Kyrie's like, we're almost like similar in age. I'm not, what do you mean father figure? Yeah. Like, if Pat and Jimmy don't have that kind of relationship, that's on Pat to not read the room.
Well, it is, but maybe Pat thought that, you know, they had a closer relationship, and then he realized in that moment maybe it wasn't that close. That could happen. Like that, like Jimmy. Jimmy's a very difficult person to read.
He's an enigma.
I can't read Jimmy. Like, and I feel like I have pretty good emotional intelligence of reading people. I think when we're in this industry, we're usually pretty good about that. Yeah. Like, that's something we do well, is picking up on social cues. Jimmy's like, if we had to interview him, like, in person, I don't know if I could pick up on some of the social cues. I'd kind of be on my toes a little bit talking to the guys. So I could see where Pat was trying to come from there, but there is no love lost when it comes to the Jimmy Butler angle and all of this. And I'm curious from the fan base, again, 888-957-9570, are you viewing this game in a different sort of light because Jimmy is now a Golden State Warrior? Do you got Jimmy's back tonight, or is it just another game in the standings that you need to win for you? 888-957-9570. There's so much sound to get to still. From Steve Kerr talking about, from Jimmy Butler talking about it, Joe Shasky. I want to pick this up on the other side. And Stephen Curry, like, this is turning into a huge game for him to come back to. Because if they don't have Stephen Curry tonight, then I am expecting a massive game from Jimmy Butler. And I'm going to be disappointed if I don't get it tonight. That's all coming up next. And it's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Hey, I'm Ludman.